Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the winter wren. One winter day, my son and I were sitting in the clearing we share in the woods, and he pointed out a tiny bird darting about in the bushes in front of us. "That's a winter wren," he said. I looked more closely at the little bird flitting rapidly from bush to bush and saw a dark bird with its tail cocked up. "It's one of my favorite birds," he continued. "It's got a rather bold attitude, but at the same time, it's kind of shy. But whenever I sit outside here, it comes around and perches on a branch near my head and looks me over." He showed me the tattoo on his forearm, incorporating a little bird perched on the edge of the larger image, which I'd seen many times before. "See that bird?" he said. "It's a winter wren." "Huh, and sure enough, a little bird with a cocked-up tail. Honestly," I said, "the things I learned from my son." His remarks made me curious about the wren, for I knew almost nothing about this little inconspicuous bird. First of all, the winter wren is one of scores of wren species that inhabit the northern temperate zones. The wren most common in our area is called the winter wren because it migrates south in the winter to our region. The winter wren is dark brown and only about 4 inches in length, with a very short tail carried in its characteristic cocked-up position. Both females and male wrens look alike, at least to us humans. Wrens live in the woods in dense thickets and are ground feeders, where they move like mice creeping through the low, dense tangles of brush on the forest floor. Their nests are very difficult to spot, even for the trained eye. Just a mass of twigs and moss on the ground with a little entrance on the side. Unless we spend time in the woods looking for them, we are more likely to hear winter wrens than we are to see them. Their song is that high-pitched, varied, rapid, and long series of musical trills and chatter that I hear when I'm walking in the woods at dusk. But until now, I had never known who was speaking. For a bird so small and retiring, the wren has a surprisingly big folklore presence. The Druids called the wren the king of the birds. There is a Celtic tale about a meeting of all the birds to decide who would be their king. The title would go to the bird who would fly higher up into the sky than all the other birds. Each bird flew as high as it could until all were surpassed by the eagle, who, soaring above them, screamed that he was their king. But at that moment, the wren, who had hidden himself in the eagle's feathers, flew high above the eagle and chirped, "Behold, I, the wren, am your ruler." This legend can be traced back to Sumerian mythology and is shared by the ancient Greeks and Romans, and is even found in Native American lore, making the tiny wren an icon for clever and pragmatic rulership. The wren was also a symbol of regeneration, sacred to the Celtic earth goddess Anya, queen of the fairies, who often shapeshift into a wren. Anya cared for the souls of the dead as they passed through the underworld on their way to rebirth. The wren's role in the renewal of souls of the dead is the basis for the old English winter tradition of hunting the wren. Men donned ceremonial dress and ritually hunted the wren at solstice tide. They suspended the wren within a frame of double hoops, symbolizing the old year surpassed by the new year, and made a funeral procession to lay the old year to rest. They put the wren's body in a box decorated with a wheel of the year symbol and buried it in the earth. I told all of this to my son some time later when we were again sitting together in the woods, watching a winter wren flitting among the bushes. And he said, "Honestly, the things I learned from my mother." Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.